أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. ربنا زدنا علما يا كريم. We're going to carry on our lessons in Surah Al-Baqarah, inshallah. We're going to start off with Tajweed. But before that, those who are watching online, if you can give us a comment in terms of you can hear. Can we hear? Is the mic working? Excellent. Okay. And you can share that in the group. So we'll start with the tajweed, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم بمؤمنين.
ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم
ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم مؤمنين.
ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم مؤمنين.
ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم بمؤمنين.
ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم
ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم بمؤمنين.
ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم بمؤمنين.
ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم بمؤمنين.
ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم بمؤمنين.
ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم بمؤمنين.
ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم
يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون.
يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون.
يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون.
يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخدعون إلا
يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون
يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون
يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون
يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون
في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا ولهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يكذبون في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا ولهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يكذبون
ولهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يكذبون
في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا ولهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يكذبون
ولهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يكذبون
وإذا قيل لهم لا تفسدوا في الأرض قالوا إنما نحن مصلحون
وإذا قيل لهم لا تفسدوا في الأرض قالوا إنما نحن مصلحون
وإذا قيل لهم لا تفسدوا في الأرض قالوا إنما نحن مصلحون
وإذا قيل لهم لا تفسدوا في الأرض قالوا إنما نحن مصلحون
وإذا قيل لهم لا تفسدوا في الأرض قالوا إنما نحن مصلحون
وإذا قيل لهم لا تفسدوا في الأرض قالوا إنما نحن مصلحون
ألا إنهم هم المفسدون
ألا
ألا إنهم هم المفسدون ولكن لا يشعرون
ألا إنهم هم المفسدون ولكن لا يشعرون
ألا إنهم هم المفسدون ولكن لا يشعرون.
ألا إنهم هم المفسدون ولكن لا يشعرون.
Who is it?
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسُ قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُ كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَاءُ.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسُ قَالُوا
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسُ قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُ كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَاءُ.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا
ألا إنهم هم السفهاء ولكن لا يعلمون.
ألا إنهم هم السفهاء.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسُ قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُ كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَاءُ.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسُ قَالُوا
ألا إنهم هم السفهاء ولكن لا يعلمون.
ألا إنهم هم السفهاء.
وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا.
وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا.
وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَى شَيَاطِينِهِمْ قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ. إنما نحن مستهزئون.
It's not عين مستهزئون مستهزئون.
وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا.
وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا.
وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَى شَيَاطِينِهِمْ قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ.
وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَى شَيَاطِينِهِمْ قَالُوا
إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ.
إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ.
الله يستهزئ بهم ويمدهم في طغيانهم يعمهون.
الله يستهزئ بهم ويمدهم في طغيانهم يعمهون.
الله يستهزئ بهم ويمدهم هم في طغيانهم يعمهون.
الله يستهزئ بهم ويمدهم في طغيانهم يعمهون.
أولئك الذين اشتروا الضلالة بالهدى. أولئك الذين اشتروا الضلالة بالهدى.
أولئك الذين اشتروا الضلالة بالهدى.
فما ربحت تجارتهم وما كانوا مهتدين.
فما ربحت تجارتهم وما كانوا مهتدين.
أولئك الذين اشتروا الضلالة بالهدى.
أولئك الذين اشتروا الضلالة بالهدى.
فما ربحت تجارتهم وما كانوا مهتدين.
فما ربحت تجارتهم وما كانوا مهتدين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن الناس و ومن الناس and among the people من هو يقول he says آمنا we have believed بالله in Allah وباليوم الآخر and in the day الآخر the last وما while not whom they be مؤمنين at all ones who believe يخادعون. They try to deceive Allah, Allah. وَالَّذِينَ and those آمَنُوا they have believed. وَمَا and not يَخْدَعُونَ they deceive. إِلَّا except أَنفُسَهُمْ themselves. وَمَا while not يَشْعُرُونَ they perceive. فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ in their hearts maradun is disease fazadahumullah so Allah increased them maradun in disease walahum and for them adhabun will be a punishment alimun ever painful bima because kanu they used to yakdhibun they lie وَإِذَا and when قِيلَ it is said لَهُمْ to them لَا تُفْسِدُوا do not cause corruption فِي إِنْ الْأَرْضِ the land قَالُوا they say إِنَّمَا indeed only نَحْنُ we مُصْلِحُونَ ones who reform أَلَا verily إنهم indeed they هم they المفسدون are those who cause corruption ولكن but not لا ولكن but لا not يشعرون they perceive وإذا and when قيل it is said لهم to them آمنوا you all believe كما just as آمن الناس The people have believed. قالوا they say, أنؤمنوا Shall we believe? Kama, just as. Amana sufaha, the foolish ones have believed. Ala, verily. Innahum, indeed, they, hum, they, as-sufaha, are the foolish ones. Walakin, but, la, not, ya'lamun, they know. Wa idha, and when, laqu, they meet. Alladhina, those who, amanu, they have believed. Qalu, they say, amanna, we have believed. Wa idha khalaw, وَإِذَا and when خَلَوْا إِلَى they are alone with شَيَاطِينِهِمْ their satanic ones. قَالُوا they say, إِنَّا indeed مَعَكُمْ are with you all. إِنَّا indeed we مَعَكُمْ are with you all. إِنَّمَا indeed only نَحْنُ we مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ are ones who mock. اللَّهُ Allah. يَسْتَهْزِئُ he mocks back. بِهِمْ at them. وَيَمُدُّهُمْ and he extends them. فِي إِنْ طُغْيَانِهِمْ their rebellion. يَعْمَهُونَ they wander blindly. أُولَٰئِكَ those الَّذِينَ are those who اشْتَرَوْا they have purchased. الضلالته the misguidance بالهدى in exchange for in exchange for the guidance فما so not ربحت it was profitable تجارتهم their transaction وما and not كانوا they were مهتدين ones who obtain guidance. So from here, we begin the third category. As we had mentioned before, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts off the Quran. And in Surah Al-Fatiha, we had asked, we were introduced to three different types of people. Right? Those that were guided and those that were maghdubi alayhim and those that were waladdallin. Then the Quran starts and it starts off in Surah Al-Baqarah. And Surah Al-Baqarah, as some of you may know, it has 286 verses. Almost 115 of these verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, they focus, almost 40% of Surah Al-Baqarah, it focuses on Bani Israel. Al-Maghdubi Alayhim. It focuses primarily on Maghdubi Alayhim. But as a believer, when you open your eyes and you get to introduce yourself to the world, you will be faced with three different types of people in the society. There are going to be those that are going to be al-muhtadeen, the guided ones, al-muttaqeen. And then there is going to be those, no matter what you do to them, they're not going to listen. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَأَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ They will not believe. And then there are going to be those that don't have the courage to be true to themselves and say, we don't believe. Okay? And they will assimilate. They will be amongst our aisles. They will be amongst our masajids. They will be amongst our gatherings, amongst our relatives. And they will assimilate, but not fully. They will say, yeah, I'm a Muslim, but not really fully. Now, this is the category of munafiqeen. Munafiqs are two types. You have the i'tiqadi munafiq, right, which is that he says, absolutely not, I don't believe in any of this, right? But I will assimilate because there is benefit for me to be with amongst the Muslims. In a tafsir long back, I had read that one of the ulama of either India or Pakistan, they were visiting UK. And they were visiting some dignitaries in UK. So one of these dignitaries, he took him to, like they said, let's go and I'll show you a project that we're working on. And they drove and drove and drove and drove. And then they finally got into the countryside of UK. very similar to the Georgia countryside, long, big pastures. And they came across this property. They entered, they drove in, swerving until they got to the property. And over there, they found a lot of people, and all of them were memorizing. And they were involved in some form of studies in Islamic studies. And some of them were white, some of them were Desi looking, and all of that. So he said, "Who are these people?" The scholar asked him. He said, "These are people who don't believe in Islam, but they look exactly like a Muslim alim. And these are basically people that we implant in the Muslim lands to confuse the Muslim ummah. So when you meet them, you will not be able to know that this person is a fake alim. You will not be able to know that this person, he will speak like an alim, talk like an alim. He will tell you everything. You will not be, when you will meet him, you will not know this person is an implant." Okay, this is the i'tiqadi munafiq. He doesn't really believe in Islam, but he presents himself as a Muslim, and you will invite him to your house. You will go to his house, and you will not be able to differentiate between them, and they are pretenders. Yeah, they're not Muslims at all. Okay, just like this recent guy who was exposed on Twitter. His name was, it's so funny. His name was Abu Kitten Al-Miawi. No, but this is, I'm not joking. Look it up. He was responding and stuff, and then they found out that he was an implant. His name was Sheikh Abu Kitten Al-Miawi. And they were literally mocking at the Muslims with that name. And nobody picked it up. Abu Kitten Al-Miawi. And he was commenting, and finally somebody exposed him. And then he just deleted it. Just look it up. I'm not joking. This is something recent. Okay. So these are i'tiqadi Muslims. These are i'tiqadi munafiqs. They absolutely do not believe, and they have been implanted. Our history has been riddled by these people and the impact of these people on us. The whole issue of Ali radiallahu an being divine, who started it? I.e., Ali radiallahu an should have been the Khalifa and he was the divine. And who started it? Huh?
Who started what?
Who started this issue? I mean, the issue didn't come up in Abu Bakr's time, didn't come up in Umar's time. It permeated and started coming up in Usman's time. Who was the one who planted the seed that Ali radiallahu an is sacred? He is divine. Huh? Who is the guy? I'm reading this book. It's called It is called The Ascension After Muhammad. So the book is like what happened after the death of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And over there, it's really interesting. There's this Jewish person by the name of Abdullah ibn Sabah. He is the one who actually started putting in the ideas during the time of Ali that Ali is sacred. He pretended to be a Muslim. He entered the Muslim lines. What's going on? He entered the Muslim lines, and guess what happened? It was such a big fitna that Ali radiallahu an actually burnt him alive in his time. A Muslim ruler is not allowed to punish anybody with fire. Prophet ﷺ said that only Allah is the creator of fire, and only Allah can punish his khalq with fire. But Ali radiallahu anhu is like, he has caused a fitna that is greater than fire. And I will answer unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day, but I will burn him alive. Okay? So from the time of Ali radiallahu anhu till today, we have been infected with people who pretend to be Muslims, but their primary purpose is to get into our ranks and to confuse us. And that's where the most important element comes into play, which is called sanad. Okay, which is sanad. Sanad basically means my chain of transmission of my knowledge. So I studied from my teacher the book of Shama'il. That book of Shama'il and his understanding was taught to him by his teacher. And that was taught to him by his teacher. I have a chain of narration. So I have a document that says, I studied with our sheikh the book of Shama'il, and he studied from his sheikh and his sheikh, all the way to Imam Tirmidhi. That proves that my understanding is what Imam Tirmidhi intended from this book. Okay? When we disconnect ilm from sanad, then you have these issues. Then you don't know from who you took your knowledge from, right? And who invented this idea of degrees, Islamic degrees? The Western people, because they wanted to dilute that chain of narration. Prior to the previous, there was no Islamic degree. You would be questioned, which sheikh did you study with? And you would say, my sheikh is so-and-so. And then they would say, okay, because you have studied under, and that sheikh would say, here's my ijazah, i.e. I'm giving you permission that you have spent 20 years with me and now you're qualified to teach. Okay? So, i'tiqadi munafiqs are a very big problem in our society. We have so many people who come, who for political reasons, university has been influenced by political ideologies, and we have people who just come, they have a degree in bachelor's in Islamic studies, and this person does not know the basics of what he's supposed to speak in deen. He has a lot of information, right? But he doesn't know what's priority. The second type of munafiq is akhlaqi munafiq. So he's a believer, right? He's a believer. But he has qualities that are indicative of some form of hypocrisy in his heart. And they are primarily five. Some narrations say three, some narrations say four, some narrations say five. If you collect all of them, they come out to five mean ones that we have to be worried about. What are those ones? Those. Ayatul Munafiq. The signs of Munafiq is one hadith Prophet said, إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبْ. Whenever he utters statements, 90% of what he speaks is a lie. May Allah protect us from that. إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبْ. Next one. إِذَا خَاصَمَ فَجَرْ. When he gets into an argument, he fajr, i.e. he crosses all lines of respect, honor, and a fajr is a person, i.e. he has crossed, so Fajr is like when the light of the day breaks and it spreads, right? So a fajr is a person whose evil has no limits. That's not fajr.
That's
fasiq.
That comes from the same root word, right?
No. Fasaqa, fajara. Two different root words. So... so this step, إِذَا خَاصَمَ فَجَرْ. So whenever he gets into an argument, the argument leads to him being rude, abrupt, disruptive, like, you know, name calling. You name a thing and this person is going to do. Okay? And every single one of us, we can think of individuals in our lives that we have come across that have these traits. And we hope that we don't have these traits, inshallah. Okay. And the next one is إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبْ وَإِذَا خَاصَمَ فَجَرْ وَإِذَا. Yes. So whenever he's entrusted with something, he always breaks the trust. Okay? Whenever he's entrusted with something, breaks the trust. And again, I can sit and speak about each one of this, like examples of what breaking trust means and stuff. But I'm sure all of you are well aware of that, right? You know, you can think of it, breaking a trust. You've been trusted to do something. There is a set of rules on which you must abide by. You break that. A set of policies, you know. Even today, some of the scholars, they say, like, if, for example, you were given the driver's license and the state of Georgia has entrusted you that you will follow the laws, right? So if you break those laws, you're committing a sin, even though nobody's watching. إِذَا تُمِينَ خَانَ, right? وَإِذَا وَعْدَ أَخْلَفْ. Whenever he does a promise, I will be here at 4 o'clock. No. When you make a promise, you fulfill the promise. When you set a time, you show up to that time. Right? Like flights, like everything we have. We know, we plan ahead. You let our wives know, our children know, listen, tomorrow I have a flight at this o'clock and this o'clock. So make sure this is ready and make sure that is ready and make sure all of this. We plan ahead. But that, and the extent of this, you will understand from why this is so important. A person, a Sahabi, a young boy, he told Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, can you hold this horse of mine? I'm just going to go and come back quickly. So he left and Rasulullah held his horse. He waited for him. And he had told him that I'll hold your horse. Then night falls. Rasulullah appoints somebody else, goes, prays, comes back. Spends the entire night holding the horse, waiting for this kid to come back. Second day goes by, he's still holding the horse. Third day goes by, still holding the horse. The third day the child remembered, I left my horse with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he comes back to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said, I'm so sorry. I'm just a kid, you know, my mom got me busy with this work and that work, and this is like, I just totally forgot about this. He said, Ya Bunay, shaqaqta alayhi. Oh, son of mine, you made it a little bit difficult for me. Don't do that again. Imagine if it was you and me. We were taking the horse, like, chalo ji, my horse, yalla, dekhi jayegi. Right? He stood there for 3 days because he gave him the wa'ad that I'll wait for you. So, idha wa'ada akhlaf. So we said, إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبْ وَإِذَا خَاصَمَ فَجَرْ وَإِذَا أْتُمِنَ خَانْ وَإِذَا وَعْدَ أَخْلَفْ. And I forgot the fifth one. There's a fifth one too. وَإِذَا خَاصَمَ فَجَرْ وَإِذَا. I forgot the fifth one. There's five main ones. So these five traits are called إِخْلَاقِ نِفَاق. These are characteristics of إِخْلَاقِ نِفَاق. These are, huh? Anyone. Doesn't one or anyone. Anyone. Any one of these, we have an element of nifaq in our hearts. Right? So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about a group of people that He will introduce. And He says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ. And there are a group of people from the, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ, and from the people. Who are these nas? There is an ikhtilaf on the scholars. Some of them say these were specifically the munafiqs of Medina. Okay? Many of them were Jews, by the way. Many of them were Jews who pretended to be Muslims. Okay? And the others were also like Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul and stuff, who were the mushrik of Medina, Yathrib, and then they had accepted. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ. The other opinion is this is anyone who has these following traits. And that's the more predominant opinion. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ, and from the people, you are going to find people, مَنْ يَقُولُ, they're going to say, آمَنَّا. We believed. بِاللَّهِ, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't have to be Muslims. They can say, we believe in God, and we believe in Akhirah. Jews can say that. Christians can say that. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, and in the day of Akhirah. وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah is like, and they are not believers in the little bit. وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. And they are not believers. And there's يخادعون الله. What are they doing? They're trying to deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah knows that deep down inside of their hearts, they're not believers. Or they are believers. Amanna. يمن يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخرة. And Allah is saying وما هم بمؤمنين, that yes, they have iman, but they don't have full iman. And this could apply to even Muslims, that they believe in Allah and Akhirah, but Allah is like, they don't have full iman. Why? يخادعون الله. They're trying to play with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How does this come forward? In a Muslim scenario, this comes forward when you tell a person, this is what Allah says, this is what Allah has commanded. The person's like, yeah, sure, yeah, forget about it. These are like all purani baatein. Like, let's, life has moved on. You know, let's just, we don't need to get stuck with all of these old traditions. Right? Amanna yukhadi'un Allah. So there, what are they trying to do? They're trying to play with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They really don't want to reject Islam. Right? They really don't want to reject Islam because that's a big thing. They want to be in Islam, but they don't want the Islam to tell them what to do. A lot of these people, they are also like highly spiritual people, but they don't practice Islam. Right? I'm very spiritual, mashallah. Just before coming, you know, I had an Instagram message. Somebody's like, I'm a very, very spiritual person. You know, alhamdulillah, I have a very strong connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I just don't pray. And I was just like, يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهِ. Who we're trying to fool? You know you don't have a connection with Allah. يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهِ. They're trying to play with Allah. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And they're trying to also fool the Muslims. Like, ah, don't judge me. I'm really, like, you know, I'm with you guys. Don't you see me? I come every Eid. I come and pray. The rest of the time, it's okay, man. Imam Sahib, you know, we have to at least earn. We have to make income, right? I go to this restaurant and recently, in one of the cities that I go to, and the last time I went there, I ordered food and I saw like gambling machines in his restaurant. And I'm like, يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهِ. Who are you trying to put? One hand you're serving halal meat, on the other hand you have gambling slot machines at the back. Like, this is, we're playing with Allah. We are literally trying to deceive who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, and the believers were like, yeah, no, I serve halal meat. I'm like, I don't even trust your halal meat now. I don't care how much you give me a certain. If you can openly disobey Allah and not feel shamed about it, how would I trust this person for even providing halal meat? Right? يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And then Allah says, وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ. All they're trying to do is deceive themselves. The deception all falls on themselves. إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ. The problem is they don't even have the slightest form of understanding. Now, if we look at all of the words in this ayah, يُخَادِعُونَ, خَدَعَ is the new word that we have. Okay? خَدَعَ, new word. This is to, yes. I'm coming. Khada'a is the new word. Allah, we've already done. Walladhina, done. Amanu, done. Wama, not. Yakhda'una, same thing. Yukhadi'una, yakhda'una, same root word. Illa, except anfusahum. This is a new word. Nafs. Okay? Anfusa, anfus is plural. Nafs. Nafasa. Right? And nafs is from the same root word of nafas, to breathe. Okay? Nafsun is a person who is a human being that breathes. And also, nafs refers to a person's internal dialogues that, you know, my nafs says this, my nafs says that. In Sharia, we use that as the ego of ours, our non-physical aspect of us that we all know exists, but we can't prove. That's also nafs. وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ, and they do not perceive. The word يَشْعُرُونَ comes root word what? شعر. What's a شعر? Hair. شعر is hair. So how is it they perceive and شعر? What's the connection? They don't even have understanding of one hair.
No.
Close enough. They don't have an understanding of the thinness of the hair. يشعرون that, you know, in Urdu we say بال برابر بھی سمجھ نہیں ہے. There's a sentence we say in Urdu, right? بال برابر بھی سمجھ نہیں ہے. We say this in Urdu. That's the exact word. That he doesn't even have an understanding of the thinness of a hair. How thin is a hair? Like it's like you need a microscope to measure it. This guy, they don't even perceive. I.e., they're so deluded in their deception. They feel like Allah, they're deceiving Allah and the believers, and Allah is like, all they're doing is deceiving themselves. Why? How is that deceiving yourselves? Because this person, he knows that he's going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he has sold himself a lie. Right? What is the lie that he has sold? That it's okay if I sin a little bit here and there. Allah will eventually forgive me. Allah ghafoor rahim. Allah rahman rahim. Right? These type of statements we give ourselves. And we get ourselves this license. We give ourselves this license. Chalo, kuch nahi. Huh? Fishing on Saturday. Same thing. Fi qulubihim maradun. Allah says the problem is, it's the problem of the spiritual heart. في قلوبهم, in their hearts, maradun is a disease. And because of their attitude, see the word fazada, fa, this is consequence. The fa is called fa as-sababiyya or consequential fa. فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا. Something caused that increase. What was the cause of this increase? The attitude in the ayah before. Fi qulubihim, Allah is like, get go. They had a problem in their heart. Fi qulubihim maradun. They had a disease in their heart. But that disease could have been cured. But because of the attitude that they held, fazadahum Allahu marada. So Allah increased them in their sickness of theirs. وَلَهُمْ, and for them, عَذَابٌ, a punishment, أَلِيمٌ, painful, very painful or ever painful. And why was this punishment? بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ, because of the lies that they used to say. Which lies? They used to lie to themselves. They know that this is haram, but they're like, it's okay. They know this is not allowed, but it's okay. They know this is not... All of the things that Sharia would tell them, they will tell themselves a lie. It's okay if I do this. It's just a minor thing. It's okay, it's allowed. There is a permissibility for that. All the lies they told themselves in this dunya, and all the lies they told others, because they were trying to deceive other believers. Where do we see this? See this in every day of our lives. Yeah.
So,
different sections, it varies. Yeah. No, because sections came, sections, and then Rasulullah placed everything together, saying, "This is the first part. This is the second part. This is the third part. This is put this ayah before this one. Put this ayah after this one." So all the katibul wahi, you know, there were like 12 scribes. There were 12 people that always wrote. And since the wahi began, at any given time, there was always one person that was always with Rasulullah from those 12 that never left Rasulullah for the 23 years that the Quran was revealed. Allah told him, Jibreel alayhi salam told him the order. Yes. And also that is why in the last year before Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this earth, he repeated the Quran with Jibreel alayhi salam how many times? Twice. Right? Cover to cover the way it was. Right? Everything was done cover to cover the way it was. It had been revealed. Okay.
So,
have only the Quran, it has so many things.
It has the Quran.
Only the Quran.
Yes.
So that so same.
It's exact same copy. Yeah. Exact same copy. There's a very there's a lecture by Sheikh Yasir Qadhi. It's like a 2.5 hour lecture explaining this in detail. Right? Explaining this in detail of why. He actually wrote a whole book on it. It's a 200-page book that he wrote. It's called Ulum al-Quran. He wrote an entire book on that. But his lecture actually tells you this very beautifully. And I also have a very interesting book, which is called the History of the Quranic Text. It's a 200-page book by Azami, Medina University's professor. It's in English, 250, 300 pages. And it's worth reading for every believer, because when you go through the entire thing, you will understand how everything was structured. You will even see the images of the early writings that had no zayr, zabar, had no dots, seen, saad, all of that, just empty. And then just it showed one, like it didn't even show one, two. It just showed a circle. I have finished here. And a circle, and I have finished here. And a circle, I have finished here. So these ayat, they are very indicative of what we see in our lives today. Okay, we see this applied in every single aspect of our lives. Right? So many times when you tell somebody, don't do this, everybody, and then here's the problem. Right? Our society has become so numb to accepting this behavior of hypocrisy. Right? They've become so numb to it. Right? I met from one of our classes, the teenager classes that we do, I met one of the girls outside, okay, and we were in a grocery store. She did not know I was there, and as soon as she saw me, she opened her bag and she put a hijab on. Right, and I went up to her and I said, "You don't wear the hijab for me." Right, we have trained our children for hypocrisy. I said, "Don't put your hijab on because you saw me." Right, the hijab is for Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. And be comfortable in this fact that if you're like this, be comfortable about that. It is better that you say, "I'm struggling with my hijab," and not wear the hijab, than to pretend and then wear the hijab just because you're coming for whatever, to assimilate. And then as soon as you leave the car, you're going to take it off because now my religion is only left in the masjid or in this Islamic center or in the education place, and now I have walked away. Right? And this is a big problem here. Huge problem. And I give you an example of another, right? Somebody from, you know, a board of a masjid, right? She was on a board of the masjid and she saw me and like completely changed. And then when they left, I came to the cash counter and you couldn't even tell that this person was a Muslim, right? So we don't do this for people. We do it only and only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. When you come to this person who everybody knows in the society is a munafiq, action-wise, not we can't judge anybody's heart, but by actions, we know that this person has issues, behavior issues, promise issues, this issues, that, all these signs of nifaq. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ, when you tell them, لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ, don't cause fasad in this earth, قالوا, they say, إنما نحن مسلحون. Come on, we are trying to solve problems. What are you talking about? We are trying to fix, save the community from a bigger problem. Right? That's the call. You're going to hear this every single, like, it doesn't matter. When you're in Canada, you hear the same rhetoric. When you come here, you say the same rhetoric. Human being don't change. Every time you try to tell somebody, listen, you're damaging our community. إنما نحن مسلحون. Come on, what are you talking about, man? I have good intentions. I'm doing it for the betterment of the community. We see this all the time. Ala innahum humul mufsidun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verily, ala basically means be warned. Wake up. Inna, look at how many emphasis Allah says. Ala, warning. Inna, indeed, emphasis. Hum, they. Hum, second emphasis. Al-mufsidun are the ones who cause fasad. Now, some of the words that you see across here, right? Walahum adab. You know, let me stop over here and I'll go back in some of the words that we have done. So, ayah number 10, fi qulubihim. Qulub, is that a new word? Huh? Is it a new word? Did we do it before? Where? Good. Qalb, right? Maradun, this is a new word. Marad is a word for disease. Fazadahum, the word ziyada. Okay, zada is zada. This is very, very easy. Zada, to increase something. Allah, maradan, same root word. Walahum, and for them, adabun, we've already done that. We did adamun, azimun, right? Alimun, this is new. Alim, the root word is alam. Okay? Alif, lam, mim. And alam means pain. Alim means a lot of pain. Okay? Alim means silm. Silm. Peace. Salim. Peace. Extremely peaceful. Okay? Alam, pain. Alim, extreme pain. Okay? This is on the wazan of fa'il. Okay? I'm saying these words, you'll get used to them. And then when we study the concepts, then they're not new to you. Right? Some of you may know Al-Awzan, but when we get to that stage where you guys are ready to learn grammar, then all of these concepts are not going to be new to you. Right? They're going to be, oh, I know Alim and Fa'il and Azim and all of this. Okay? Ever painful is emphasis. Not ever, no, that's not forever. Ever means extremely painful. Ever, something ever painful means a lot of pain in English.
So these are called munafiq.
Some will, yes, eventually, yeah. But they're going to have a lot of pain prior to that, right? And that's alam. Which alam are you talking about? Okay. Yeah. That's a question. Hamza, question. Lam, not.
Is it one of the sifa?
Which one? Allah can't have the sifa. I don't know, but I can tell you that Alim cannot be a sifa of Allah. That's Alim. Knowledgeable. Yes. Ilm. Alim. Definitely not. Alim cannot be a sifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. Alimun bima kanu, because of what? Yakdibun, they used to lie. Kadhib is a new word. Kadhaba yakdibu. Kaf dhaba. The root word of kathaba, which means what? The definition of it is any information that is incongruent with reality. Kathib, information that is incongruent or opposite, you can put the word opposite to reality or incongruent with reality. The next part, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا. لَا تُفْسِدُوا. We did the word تُفْسِدُوا. Fasad, which basically means corruption. Okay. فِي الْأَرْضِ, in the earth, قَالُوا, they said, إِنَّمَا, indeed, نَحْنُ مُسْلِحُونَ إِصْلَاح. Opposite of fasad is إِصْلَاح. صُلْح. صَاد لَامْحَ. صَلُحَ. صَلَحَ. And the opposite of that is fasada. What?
Is it salaha?
battery is dying. Salaha. Sad lamha. Fasada. Yes. Sulh. Okay. And sulh is to rectify or to make things correct. Ala innahum. How much time do you have left on that? No. How much time do you have? Battery? 42%. What? Teenagers. My battery is finishing. It's only 42%. It's okay. Ala innahum, indeed. Ala, verily, indeed. Innahum, indeed, whom they, al-mufsiduna, are the ones who cause corruption. Walakin, but la yash'urun, they do not know or they don't perceive. Just emphasis. Walakin, lakin. Yeah. No, wow is and. But they've dropped the meaning of wow. Wow and. Wow is and. Lakin. But when you're saying walakin, like generally you'll drop the wow because it's understood. Right? Because it's also saying but. So and but is just emphasis. Just wow is there just to separate the sentence. No, fa is sabab. Okay. La yash'urun, they do not perceive. And we already did yash'urun, right? Yash'urun, sha'ar, they don't have understanding of a hair understanding. Wa idha qila lahum, and when it is said to them, aminu, believe. Sha'ar, we did that before. Previous, the page yeah. Before, same. Yashur, they do not perceive. Wa idha qila lahum, and it is said to when it is said to them, aminu, believe. Kama amana an-nas, the way people have believed. Qalu, they say, anu'minu, shall we believe? Kama amana as-sufaha, the way the foolish have believed. Sufaha is a new word. What's the root word? Safiha. Sa-fa-ha. Sufaha. Okay? Safiha. Okay? And this is a person who has the ability to understand. They have the ability to understand, but they choose not to. Safi. Rajulun safi. Foolish. Like he has aql. He has aql. He just don't want to use aql. Majnun is like somebody who doesn't have aql. Right? He's safi. Like he's just balid. Like he doesn't care. Just careless. I don't care. I don't want to understand. I don't want to learn. Okay? Yahud as well as the mushrikeen of Makkah and to many of the believers today. Many of the supplies. Think about it. When you tell a person who is, mashallah, well settled in his dunya, he is accomplished, very well to do, right? You tell them, well, why don't you become a good Muslim, come back to the masjid and say, قَالُوا أَمَنَ النَّاسِ كَمَا أَمَنَ السُّفَهَا إِن بِيَوْخُوفُ كِتَنَا يَا مُسْلْمَانُ هُنَا. Right? What do they say that? Do I become like a believer? Do I become practicing like these foolish people? Like, really? That's what you want me to do? Like come five times a day in the masjid? They literally have a mocking attitude to this. This is something we see all the time. Allah is like, Allah innahum humus sufaha. Right? The reality is they are the ones who are the foolish ones. Okay. Walakin la ya'lamun. Their foolishness can be removed. Allah is like, lakin, but la ya'lamun, they do not know. And hence it is important for us to create environments where such people can feel comfortable enough so they can learn knowledge. And when they learn knowledge, they realize what they didn't know and hopefully change. Right? And that's why ilm and education is the only way to do islah of the ummah. Right? But then those environments are going to be very different. I mean, if you look at one of the masjids, and I might go to them in January or Feb. They had invited me somewhere in February. It's one of the masjids in Texas, and their 90% of their crowd that comes to that masjid is between 18 to 30. 90% of the people that attend that masjid are 18 to 30. As a matter of fact, people in their 40s don't feel comfortable going to that masjid. Okay? I'm serious. Like, when any one of you will go there, you guys are going to be like very uncomfortable. But Imam Anwar over there has done a beautiful job of realizing that I'm not here to make those who are there in their 40s comfortable. I'm here to teach them ilm. But then I have to lower that standard so that they feel comfortable in the masjid. Right? So, and it's to that level that sometimes you feel like this is something wrong happening here. But no, he is trying to serve a community. And then I met somebody in my halaqa who was, when he was going to university in that, he was part of that community. And when you see him today, 9 years later, he is attending Jum'ahs, he is in every masjid, he is in Fajr, because that was his start. He didn't know anything. And it took him a while to get to that level. And now he is trying to get me into that masjid. Right? He's like, oh, you will benefit. There's a group of people in that city that will benefit a lot from you. Right? Because he benefited from that. And he said, oh, everybody in the city, you know, criticize our masjid that, you know, outside there is barbecue. And literally when the barbecue is being served, guys and girls are all in the same line. It's outside. They're on a campus. Right? And Imam Anwar is like, I'm not going to stop that. Because if I do stop that, that will create another cultural issue for them. I have 400, like their Friday night halaqa, this person was telling me, on a Friday, 600, 700 of that age group coming to listen to tafsir. You can't expect them to change today. You can't. I went to one of the MSAs over here in one of the high schools in Alpharetta, right? Anybody, like, and these are all kids from the masjid, this masjid of ours. All of their kids were there. But if you see them in the high school, you'll be like, there's no, like, you'll be shocked to see that. Now, what do I say? I go in there, it's like, no, I need to separate. You need to have a partition. All of you have to sit here. And no, it's their, I'm in their environment. I have to. And then the fact that they want to still listen to the halaqa, and they requested, and now we have a weekly halaqa there in that high school. Right? They are the ones who push for it. That's how you get that. I was telling Brother Kamal too, like, his son does not have an MSA. Like, let's work to build an MSA in your kid. There are so many Muslims. How come you don't have an MSA? How come you don't have an MSA? Right? Those are the struggles that we need to do. But that problem is, وَلَكِنْ لَا يَعْلَمُ. Yeah. It's so sad. If you understand these ayat, we have to stop because of the class. I will do a detail because I want to go all the way until verse number 20, and then I will do a detailed explanation of all of these verses together. Okay, I know we're short on time and stuff. What do we do with time change? Because next class, the class after time change will happen. So we'll have to move this. We have it from 7:45. So we have it from 7:45. I think that should work with the time change. So you guys can still pray Isha. Isha is what time? So we'll pray Isha here. And then we'll go from 7:45 to 9:45. Perfect. Okay. Khair, inshallah. Okay, we'll stop over here. I just don't want to be delayed. I will take your excuse today. I do have to catch a flight. So I need to head out. But I'm going to be in Houston this weekend. We're stopping at 13. So I will listen to the sabak next week until 13. And then hopefully we'll go all the way to the 20th. And then I will do the explanation of all of that together. I'll find the lecture and I'll send it to you on the group. You found the book? Yeah, the book is on Amazon. Is it Audible available? Audiobook? Lecture, inshallah. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك واتوب اليك. اللهم صل وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا، وبارك اللهم على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما باركت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد. اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا طيبا يا رب العالمين. وصل اللهم تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. بارك الله فيكم.